have to tip your Make America Great hat to a man who will excoriate football players who take a knee during the national anthem as unpatriotic, but call soldiers who lost their lives in a war suckers and losers. It takes a lot of chutzpah, let me tell you, to attack veterans, although we learn the depths folks will sink to when John Kerry, a Bronze Star decorated veteran, was demeaned by the Swift Boat folks as a fraud and a coward. Thank you, Mr. Kerry, for your service, loser. And you folks who voted for him, thank you for your service too, suckers. You got your tax break for the wealthy, but, you know, not much for you. You got rid of regulations that adversely affect mostly you. You got your Supreme Court justices who will protect the corporations, hoping you might get Roe versus Wade reversed. You were told COVID was no big deal, and now nearly 200,000 of you are underground, and yeah, you got a Bible-thumping yahoo who wouldn't know the New Testament from the old. Job well done. Sure, vote for him again, why don't you? What do you got to lose? Indeed, what have you lost already? The toll from the coronavirus is still going up. The unemployment numbers are still way down. The world economy is going to take a huge hit from the pandemic. That rioting in the urban streets, stoked by your hero, is still going on. Coal mining is on the way out. Global warming, whether you believe it or not, is here right now. The country is more divided than any of you have ever experienced. The United States is fast becoming an isolationist nation, if not the pariah of the world. Nice job. Oh, but the stock market is setting record highs every week, you say. The economy must be doing great, you say. Most of you folks who voted this guy into office probably have the least amount invested in the stock market. The rich buy stocks. The rest buy groceries, pay the rent, try to save what you can. You notice the interest rates on your meager savings lately? Compare that to your credit card interest rates. If you had any money, you'd place a bet on the Dow Jones, too. Oh, I get it. You're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore. You hate the damn government. You hate the big corporations. You hate the Congress. You hate the BLM. You're sick and tired of fighting wars we lose. You're plenty fed up with the whole damn thing, whatever the whole damn thing is. And I can tell you for a non-faux fact, it isn't QAnon. You thought it couldn't get worse, didn't you? So why not throw the dice, see if this stuffed suit of a reality TV star, a self-made businessman who started out with multi-millions and only declared bankruptcy how many times, might be the knight in shining armor. You were sold a bill of goods, brother. Snake oil by the Snake King himself. If you think the only people he thinks are suckers and losers are the military men and women, you better buy yourself a floor-length mirror. Or use the money to buy stocks so you can join the 1%.